This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. In a world riddled with turmoil, turbulence, chaos, mayhem and anarchy, often a believer finds it difficult to sustain a level of spirituality. A person sometimes has a good patch, but it's difficult to sustain it, and then he dips and he loses the momentum. Well, today I share with you a profound Quranic formula. It is a verse of the 11th chapter of the Quran, Surah Hud, the 12th juz, and it is verse 120, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُلَّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we narrate to you the tales and the narratives of the prophets that preceded you, by virtue of which نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ, we give strength and comfort and we console your blessed heart. So from this, the scholars deduce, دَلَّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ لِقِصَصِ الْمَقْبُولِينَ تَأْثِيرَةٌ فِي الْقُلُوبِ تَثْبِيتًا وَتَقْوِيَةً وَتَنْشِيطًا. The verse gives off a strong message that the narratives and the tales and the stories of the pious have a profound impact in invigorating, energizing, and spiritually inoculating a person. وَمِنْ ثَمَّ اِهْتَمَّ الْقَوْمُ سَرْدَ حِكَايَاتِ الْأَوْلِيَاءِ. Hence, when we look at our teachers and when we look at the Salafu Salihin, they went the extra mile in preserving the legacy and the biographies of their tutors so that it could motivate and inspire the generations to come. So the message is simple, my brother. Make it a point to keep a book by your bedside. Make it a point to keep a book with you, my sister. And who better than the impeccable legacy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Read, read, and read again. That is a great motivation to keep you spiritually aligned. May Allah bless you all.